The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you for the next hour. Been here since 6 today. We'll do everything we can to answer your gardening questions. Now, in the next couple minutes here, we have Art from Bonide. And we're going to talk a little bit about the different products from Bonide and what you can be doing at this time of year. Art, welcome to the Garden Club. How are you today?
Good, Patrick. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to speak to you as well. Now, a lot of products that we talk about happen to do with Bonide, but let's give a little bit of a background on Bonide. Just give a little bit of information to the listeners today.
Well, Bonide is a family-owned company. It's third generation. We're no big corporation. Some fellas in upstate New York started helping the farmers nearby, the dairy farmers, is how the history started, selling products. And it's grown from there, and now, like I mentioned, third generation, so the grandson now running up the company. He's got a couple of cousins, or nephews, I guess, that are also involved now. And so it's definitely a family-owned business. Oriskany, New York is where it's from, upstate there. And so, again, it's a great company to work for, I got to tell you that. And we're now across the country. Started in the Northeast, and that's where our biggest strength is, and we've been moving west for quite a while, and so now we're here coast to coast finally. And you know, what we have are all products that are meant to solve problems all around the home and garden. So whether you're a vegetable gardener, a flower gardener, or have ants or insects bothering you around the house, we have things to solve those problems. Different, you know, whether it's weeds or plant diseases or whatever it is, we've got a solution for a lot of different things. Have a great website, and we have an app, and you know, it's all about information, really. We try to help people with proper information. We suggest to you know, scout for insect pests and catch them early, and use our organic products first, and you know, go with the least toxic products first, and then work your way up if you have to, and try to avoid having to use the stronger stuff. But we do have that as well. But over the years, we've added a lot of organics. Actually, it all started back originally with the original products way back when were organics, and things changed over the years, and now we're, of course, moving back to them a lot more. So anyway, family-owned company, you might want to check out our website, www.bonide.com.
That's a good little website. It's got a lot of information on it. I know I use it if I have a question. If I don't have a certain product in front of me, I can just go to the website and actually see the different products, see the active ingredients that are in there, and I can tell that, you know, which products I want to use. Now, I had a couple people calling, and I've had a few at my garden center coming in. They got issues with powdery mildew on some vegetables, that type of thing. What are we looking at using at this time of year?
Well, the first thing I would go to with powdery mildew is our neem oil. It's a, you know, very safe product. It's not really a poison per se. It really is an oil made from the neem tree, and the oil itself actually suffocates the mildew. It needs oxygen. So for you know, several different problems you might get in the way of black spot or fungus and so on, powdery mildew common right now. on vegetables, but also on tall fox and you know, lilacs and things like that. So that's the first one that I think of. You know, we also have a copper fungicide, which is also a natural that works real fine on the powdery mildew. Now, the nice thing about the neem oil, it's an insecticide as well, so it'll coat and kill any insects and eggs and larvae that are present as well, so you're kind of getting two for one with the neem oil. And then if you have a seriously bad problem, we have our Infuse, which is a systemic fungicide that will take care of the powdery mildew and has a longer residual. You don't have to use it quite as often. And then, you know, I don't want to forget our new Rose Shield, not for vegetables. We have a product called Rose Shield that's an insecticide and fungicide for all your flowering plants. So we have several different choices for you, but neem is the one I like to start with.
Yeah, it's a great little product. Some people don't realize that neem is not only just an insecticide, which is what it's mostly marketed for, but when you see it and realize that it can actually do some fungus at the same time, it's really a great product, because sometimes, you know, you can't tell the difference between a fungus damage and an insect damage. You know, sometimes you can't tell if it's a piercing, sucking type insect. So something like that, it's the best of both worlds, and you can't really miss. It's a great little product.
And it's, you know, a great, safe place to start.
Yeah, it's the way everything's going. Everything is going organic, and you know, and it should be. It's a great little way to be helping, you know. And you touched on it. The residual isn't as long as you know, the synthetic products, but it's not affecting us in the long term. So it is a good product. Now, this time of year, a lot of people are starting to see crabgrass forming, or they've been seeing it for a while. You know, I said earlier, if I didn't have crabgrass, I wouldn't have a lawn. But, you know, it's green. I can't complain. But at the same time, you know, you really do want to have a lawn. So what should we be doing at this time of year to be getting rid of that?
Well, the crabgrass at this point is hard to get rid of when it's this mature. We do have a couple of we have a product for that. We actually have a new one coming out next year, Patrick, because I don't know if you've heard about it yet. But right now we have a liquid crabgrass product in a hose end or in a ready-to-use. And, you know, if you have a little problem, it's worth giving a shot. But, frankly, it takes a couple of tries. When it's as mature as it is now, it's going to be hard to kill. To catch it early is just way more important. If you, you know, take a look at it now and you see the different shade of green that it is, so next year you can identify it sooner. Try to catch it in June or even, you know, or July, and use our crabgrass, it's called Weed Beater Plus. Crabgrass actually has a broadleaf killer in it too. But I just hesitate to suggest that it's going to solve all your problems right now, because that crabgrass is so mature, it may with a couple of applications. You know, right now you have to start thinking ahead to what you might want to do for your lawn in the way of overseeding this fall. You know, where all that crabgrass is taking up the space, of course, it's going to die in the winter and then leave its seed behind. So if you get some good grass seed planted this fall, while, you know, which is the best time to plant seed, and get it to fill in that space and do some other, you know, cultural practices for your lawn for the coming year, then, you know, crabgrass won't be as much of a problem for you next year. So now's the time to start thinking about overseeding this fall. You could even, you know, it's time to consider, you know, the whole lawn renovation if you want to do that, which is kind of a dramatic thing, but you could use our cleanup product and kill all the weeds and all the lawn and then start over this fall if you wanted to. Or, you know, to overseed into the existing lawn coming up this fall in September. And I like using an aerator. That's my number one thing. I like that better than a split seeder. The aerator pokes the holes, you know, and leaves the plugs there. Then you seed right over that, put some starter fertilizer down, and you do it in the fall, and it works like a champ. And then you keep your lawn thick and dense and full. You know, use our right products next spring to prevent crabgrass, and then you won't have a problem next year. But trying to solve it right now is a tough one. You know, it's kind of a long-term discussion, really.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it goes back to looking and seeing during the season, you know, what happens when and when you should be doing things. But I do have to say I love that product, the crabgrass, the weed beater, crabgrass killer. Great little product, does a great job, but... you know, we're at the time almost where a cleanup product is the way to go. I know I'm going to be doing part of my lawn that way because it's just gotten too bad. When you see crabgrass and barely any barely any grass, you kind of wonder, all right, should I just start over?
Yeah,
and I think that's the case in my...
To remind them that the cleanup kills everything, including the existing grass and all the different weeds. So, you know, it's a dramatic approach, but it works. Whereas our crabgrass killer product is what we call a selective herbicide. It'll kill the crabgrass but won't hurt the good grass. So if you have a minor problem and, don't need to go quite so dramatic as the entire lawn makeover, the renovation, the crabgrass killer product might be the right one for you because, again, it'll just kill the crabgrass and won't hurt the existing grass.
Yeah, the cleanup is a total killer. So that's the drastic way, as you put it there, Art. So that's something you just really got to look at if you're going to do that way. Art, we're going to keep you on here at the other side of the break. So stick with us. We got a couple more questions for you. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're still joined by Art from Bonide, and I'm going to get right back into it. Art, a couple years ago, I thought it was last year, but it was 2 years ago, you taught me something about the product 8 that I have been telling all my customers about, and it has to do with deer ticks. There's so much information out there, you know, about Lyme disease and what's happening, but people always seem to do something in the spring for ticks, but they don't realize in the fall there's something else they can do. What can we do?
Well, thanks for asking, Patrick. Yeah, that Lyme disease, that's a tough one. That one, I'm scared of it. I have a 15-year-old daughter and just nervous that she might get it. And my wife already has it, and it's just a rough thing. And probably all your listeners, at least in the Northeast, probably either have it or know somebody that has. And I know a guy that had antibiotics for like 9 months before he could shake it, and still stays with you even. But anyway, what we recommend is our 8 product is the best product to use for deer ticks. And the timing is very important for the ticks, spring and fall. And if you do an application, how I'm going to describe in a minute, twice a year, you will significantly reduce the deer tick population on your property, and has some other benefits too. The 8 actually works for mosquitoes too, so you could be using the 8 product for mosquitoes right now, because they'll be strong here through the fall as well. You know, it takes a while before they go away. But anyway, for the 8 and the deer ticks, what we recommend spring and fall, just twice a year, is to get out and spray the perimeter of your property into the woods. The product is labeled for on the lawns too, and you know, you think of ticks in the grass and all that, but they really prefer the shade, and they like to get under the brush and on the twigs and branches of the underbrush and so on. You could spray in your flower garden if you're going to be working around there too, because you know, you don't want to get those deer ticks. But if you take the hose end applicator or it comes in, or if you put it in a good sprayer that'll have some good volume to it, to walk the property line and spray right straight into the woods, you know, the 10 feet, and, you know, hit the leaf litter, stir it up a little, and they're under there in the shady locations, underneath shady trees and so on, but walking around the edge of the property and spraying into the woods, and then hitting the rock walls, if you have any stone walls, because the mice carry the ticks as well. So once in the spring, in May, and then again in the fall when the, you know, fairly, you know, well into September, even October, and you're going to get great tick control with that. And of course, the product's called Aid. It's used for, you know, many uses. It's safe on vegetables and has a lot of great uses, Aid does, but for ticks and mosquitoes coming up this time of year.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit early, but it is a great product to do. And, you know, like I said, you told me about this 2 years ago, and I never even had thought about it. And it's a great way to be doing things, and I've told a lot of different people about it. All right, I just want to touch real quick. We're coming into the time of year where we need some repellents or to reapply repellents. Just name a couple of the products that we could be using this time of year, depending upon what we want to do.
Yeah, the Molmax coming up on the lawn, if you have... you know, a few grubs in the lawn, you know, sometimes you don't have that many that cause a problem, but the grubs are there and the moles come, and there's a real problem when the moles dig up your yard. So our Molmax is coming up on time. You know, our deer and rabbit repellent for on the vegetables, if you're still getting some good veggies and you don't want the rabbits to share it with you, the deer and rabbit product is great now. And, of course, our repels all for skunks and squirrels and deer and, you know, all kinds of things that it takes care of, and through the fall seems to be a time that everybody needs that. It won't be long, we'll be needing our Mouse Magic mouse repellent as well. So we have a lot of different repellent products for all different pests and problems.
Yeah, there are a bunch of different ones, and they're all great to be using. The majority of them are organically based, so it's awesome.
Actually, they all are, Patrick.
They all are, aren't they?
Yep, every one of them.
Yeah, the more I thought about it, I realized they all are actually organic. I tried to catch myself there. But it's great little products there. I do sell a good amount of Bonide products. They're some of the best out there, cost-effective as well. Go to their website, bonide.com, www.bonide.com, to get some more information. Art, I really appreciate you being here and helping us out and giving us some good information for the listeners.
Thanks for having me on, Patrick. It's good talking to you, and say hey to your dad. I hope he's having a great time over in Europe. I know he is.
Oh, I know he is, too. I've been getting pictures left and right. He loves it. Thanks, Art. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's armory listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Shane, let's go right back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Yep, next up we have Alex in New York State calling about a pear tree.
Alex, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm having a problem with my pear tree. It's brush, and the leaves are falling. It's got brown spots on the leaves and some red spot. I tried some drench, and I've tried some spray, and it still continues to fall. Is it dead, or do I need to pull it up, cut it up, or what do you suggest, please? Thank you.
What I would suggest doing is taking a look at a couple things. Check the bark and see if there's green underneath the bark. That can tell you if the plant is alive or not. There's a product that's a fruit tree spray from Bonide that you use at the beginning of the season, and it's in couple-week intervals. That is a way to help that and to prolong the future of the plant and to get rid of diseases and insects. It's a foliar spray, so it's definitely something you want to do. The back of the product actually tells you when you should be doing each spray. Starts off with a pre-blossom, then with the blossom, then after the blossoms fall, the first fruit set, etc. You follow that. That's definitely going to help you for future.
Okay.
So it is a multiple step product. It's not just something where you just spray once and it's done. So definitely take a look at.
Yeah. Okay.
Take a look at the branches.
I have one more question. Chestnut tree. I have a full grown chestnut tree, and it doesn't seem to blossom anymore. It blossomed about 2 years ago. It didn't blossom last year. It didn't bear any nuts last year. It's a Chinese chestnut, and now there was no blossom, and there's no nuts. What could be the issue on that, do you think?
Was there any damage to that tree in the past couple of years or 2 years ago?
No, there was no damage. The leaves are quite well. They're very green, and you know, they look healthy.
Now, it's fully matured, you said?
Yes.
You know, at some points in the a tree's life, it might, you know, just can not do anything and not produce the chestnuts after a period of time. So that could have something to do with it. You know, it's hard to say if everything else is healthy, what really is going on there. It might be something where, you know, I know it's probably too established to really add some fertilizer to it because of the fact that you're going to need so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd really take a look in the spring and see what's going on and see if you're seeing any of the flowers at all, or if maybe it's just, you know, it's gone through its process.
Okay.
It's hard to say, especially with everything else being so good about it. You know, it's lush and green, etc. But I'd definitely just check and see maybe it's not getting pollinated early enough or something along those lines.
Okay.
Could have something to do with the year we've been having this year. This could have affected it a lot just from the winter. It could be some dieback that you just didn't know about. And for next year's growth, it could have affected. So that could have something to do with it.
Okay. How about using ground clear? I've been using them around various portions around trees and shrubs to kill the weeds. Are they affecting the roots, do you think? Because my magnolia seems to just start to dry up.
I would say that it has affected it in the area. You might have actually gotten some of the spray on it that could have affected it. Because ground clear does kill everything that it touches on the ground. So you could have hit parts of the leaves or something along those lines that affected it. If the root system is close to the ground, it could have done that. So that's something just to take care of.
Okay.
Next time you spray it, when you're around some shrubs, maybe grab like a big piece of cardboard so that if the wind drift hits it, it gets to it, it hits the cardboard instead of hitting the leaves of the tree. That it surrounds.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much. That would be it
for me. We thank you for the phone call, Alex. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Virginia in Massachusetts. She wants to talk about dahlias.
Virginia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. We have a bed of dahlias about 5 feet wide by 15 feet long. There are a lot of dahlias in there. When we first planted them and they blossomed, they were beautiful. They blossomed beautifully. Now all we're getting is buds, and before it can blossom, they're rotting.
Okay, so what that could mean is they are they've really filled in maybe too much.
Uh-huh.
That they're getting too close to each other, and the airflow isn't allowed to go around it. So they could be getting either overwatered because of it, or the water is just sitting for longer periods of time because it can't dry out as easily. So maybe what I would suggest doing is thinning it out a little bit. I know, you know, it was nice and full and just flowering everywhere, but thinning it out, just taking a couple plants out, maybe relocating the tubers in the next coming years. That way you can have a better area for it. Airflow is a big thing that just gets rid of the pathogens that create the rotting and the fungus. This year we've had a lot of rain, so that would attribute to it as well.
Yeah, it happened last year, too. It just seemed in the beginning that they all bloomed beautifully, but then as the summer went on, the buds came, beautiful buds, but then they just don't bloom.
Have you been fertilizing the soil at all, done anything along those lines?
Yeah, my husband uses Miracle-Gro.
Okay, what I would suggest doing next year and doing this fall is using a flower tone from Espoma. Use half the rate in the fall and then full rate in the spring. You actually might be able to do it a couple times. That's going to be a slower release fertilizer, whereas the Miracle-Gro is only there for like 2 weeks, and you have to do it again. And then 2 weeks and again, and it doesn't stay in the soil as long, and it doesn't have as much to the fertilizer as the flower tone would.
Okay.
There's so also like a bulb tone out there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could use a flower tone. Yep.
Okay. Flower tone. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll try that.
We thank you for the phone call, Virginia. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dick in New Hampshire who wants to talk about blueberries.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
The production on the blueberry bushes we have here is a little bit low. How can we increase the production? And the other question is, aluminum sulfate, is that a good acidifier to use on food-producing bushes?
I believe so. It's an acidic. It helps produce the acidic product part of the plant that you need it to do. Blueberries are very acidic. You could use a soil acidifier as well. Either one of those. That could be something that's affecting the blueberries. There also could have been a lot of dieback over the winter. Did you have low bush or do you have high bush blueberries?
I have a combination of both.
Yeah, I think I know some of the low bush, they like to be, you know, cut back and beat down like that. But some of the high bush there, if they had any damage from the winter or just from the winter that we had, it will affect this year's crop. Hopefully this winter isn't as bad, so it should be all right for next year. But helping with the acidic soil like aluminum sulfate would be good for your blueberries. Help get them that darker blue instead of like that purpley blue. You know, keep it with that blue that you want.
What about a good soil acidifier other than the aluminum sulfate?
There is a product from Espoma called Soil Acidifier. That's definitely a good one. Says right on there what it's trying to do. It makes it real easy for you. That's probably the best one other than aluminum sulfate. Other than that, there's not a lot out there.
Okay.
Those would be the ones I would go with.
Espoma, is that what you said?
Espoma, Espoma.
Okay, and the other question on the acidifying is, do you believe in the pine needles around the blueberry bushes as an additional acidifier?
It doesn't hurt, especially using it as a mulch and keeping the soil the way it is. It's not a bad thing to do. You know, anything you do like that to help with it is going to benefit it. So the more you can do with that, it really does help. So doing that would be all right.
All righty. Thank you.
We thank you for the phone call, Dick. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Judd in New Hampshire, and he's having trouble getting rid of moss.
Judd, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I have a large brick patio, and it's underneath a mature hickory trees, and I get moss on the darn thing. I've tried a number of, you know, you get grass growing up between the brick and such too, but the moss, particularly if it's wet, it's slippery, it's nasty, and I've tried a number of products. Would the ground clear, will that kill moss?
It would not.
Great.
And the moss is all over the soil, right?
It's all over the brick and the, you know, the soil, and yeah, it just gets everywhere.
Well, one of the things you need to do is you actually need to work the soil from underneath it. So there's a gypsum product out there, pelletized gypsum for the soil areas that you're going to want to use that actually helps break down underneath the clay-filled soil or all the different things that are holding the moisture in, because moss goes to moisture.
Yeah.
It loves it. It'll grow on top of it. So you actually have to work a little bit for under the soil. It's a gypsum, pelletized gypsum. You can do that at about a rate of 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And that'll break down underneath it, allowing the water to go through quicker. You're going to do that now, and then you can do it again in the spring.
It's a brick patio. It's a 1,000 square foot brick patio on 6 or 8 inches of sand.
Well, on the soil part, I would suggest using the gypsum. On the patio, have you used moss out?
I have used that, and it's given me the best result, but it doesn't seem to be permanent.
Yeah, moss out is a one of the highest active ingredients for that.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised it's giving you the best result. You might have to do it a couple times, but the gaps in between the bricks, maybe cleaning those out a little bit and redoing it. Instead of having maybe stone dust in between there, you could use there's a polymeric sand out there that makes it hard in between so that you can't really grow anything in between there.
Gotcha.
So that might be some way to help it. But you could do a couple of those things that would really help with the moss product.
Thank you very much.
Judd, we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold. Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. I'll be joining you for the next couple minutes before 10, and then I'll be off, and my father will be back next week. He's in France right now, so helping out this week and last week. I know we got room for one more phone call. Shane, who's the last call of the show?
Last caller goes to Tom from Connecticut. He's calling in about his raspberry bushes.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I planted some raspberry bushes about 2 years ago, and they came up for 2 years. They're about like maybe 5 feet tall or so. They look healthy, but no buds, blossoms, none whatsoever. Is it too early for them to have raspberries, or do I have to give them something?
You're saying that it happened right now. There's nothing. There's been no blossoms, no nothing.
Right.
And is this the first year that it's done it, or?
Second, no, they're new plants. I planted the roots about 2 years ago. They came up the first year, very good. They're up again this year. They're all nice and green. They're red. They're supposed to be a large red thornless raspberry, but there are no blasts, no buds whatsoever. I thought maybe I'd get some raspberries this year.
What could have happened is on some of the raspberries, you get your berries on the second year of canes. Yeah. And what could have happened is you could have had some dieback this winter, killing some of this last year's raspberry canes. So that could be what has affected you. The winter was pretty bad. A lot of people were... had a lot of problems with fruits and vegetables, just what has happened with the past.
I cut them right down in the fall. You're supposed to mow them right down, and then they come up again each spring, which they did, and they grow very fast. Like, they're about 4.5-5 feet tall now, but there's no buzz, nothing.
Yeah, I'm thinking that on some of this, a lot of them are second-year canes that need to be on there, so I would suggest maybe not cutting them all the way back this year.
Yeah.
And getting them all the way to the ground. It would depend on which variety of raspberry it is, but it seems like it would... raspberry is, for the second-year cane, so that's where I see some of the problem coming from. And also suggest maybe doing a little bit of a fertilizer in the spring, something this fall as well at half the rate, to give it a little something.
I gave them 10-10-10 in the beginning of the spring.
Okay, that's perfect. That's something great to do in the spring. And then what I would do in the fall is use that, but if it says to use 2 pounds per 100 square feet, only use 1 pound.
Okay. And maybe I shouldn't cut them down to the ground, you don't think?
If you can protect them a little bit, maybe I wouldn't cut them back all the way to the ground if that's what's been happening. You haven't been getting any fruit. Because depending upon the variety, it could be one that needs a second-year canes. So if you're cutting back those canes, it's kind of like a hydrangea.
According to the instructions, it said that one of the great things about this plant is in the fall, just simply mow them right down.
Okay, well that could be the case on that, where you wouldn't mow them down. Well, okay. you might want to on there if they're telling you to do it. I wasn't sure because there are a lot of varieties out there that you need to do on the second year canes.
Yeah.
So that could be the reason.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for the phone call, Tom. All right, so I got about a minute left before we leave you for this show. My father will be back next week, but I want to take this opportunity to challenge my father a little bit. They've been away, so they haven't been able to see all this fun that's been going on to raise awareness for a good cause on Facebook. There's been a ice bucket challenge that I have participated in, and so have my two brothers, my aunt, my uncle, a bunch of cousins, etc. They got away with it. My mother and father weren't around. So, I'd like to extend that ice bucket challenge to them. And I'd like to see them post it on their Facebook page, maybe even in the newsletter. That might be nice to see the ice bucket challenge going on there to raise a good cause for ALS. The ALSA.org is the website. Donate there. We did that. The PeteFrades.com. Those are a couple websites. But I'd like to see my father do the ice bucket challenge. Call him out next week if he doesn't do it, but I'm sure he will. Enjoy the week, and my father will be back next week.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.